Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Truly we come tonight, hallelujah, to give God all the honor, glory, and praise, to tell him thank you, to glorify his name, hallelujah, for allowing us to see a New Year's Eve. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, we just want to glorify the Lord on tonight and just let him know how much we love him and thank him for all that he has done for us. Glory be to God. I am Reverend Dr. Doris Dorris. I'm your host for the Spirit-Filled Women, Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. At this time, I would like to thank everyone for being on the line tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I appreciate you coming in. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. To sharing the fellowship for the new year tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We thank God for all of you. At this time, I'm going to read a little scripture, do a little prayer, play a song, and then come back and introduce our speaker for tonight. It's only one scripture coming from Psalm 7. And it reads, O Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. And then I want to go over to another one. It says, O Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to give you honor, glory, and praise. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for all you have done for us. We thank you for all that you're doing and all you're going to do. Father God, we just bless your holy name on tonight. Father God, we thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Lord, we just thank you just for being who you are, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that you have kept us, Lord God, to come into this new year, Lord God. And for that, we just give you honor, glory, and praise. Lord, in Jesus' holy name, I pray and ask it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, I'm going to trust in the Lord till I die. Glory be. Going to stay on the battlefield. Hallelujah. God has brought me this far. Hallelujah. I'm going to continue to trust in the Lord, that I know that he's going to continue to keep me. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Truly, we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to introduce our speaker for tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to present some and introduce the others. A woman of God that loves to bring the word of God, that speaks the word of God, and truly blesses us every time we hear her bring forth the word of God in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Tonight, our guest speaker is Pastor Reverend Sylvia Kersey. She has been in the ministry for over 40 years. She is the pastor of Any Steps Ministry on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/ In His Steps Ministry on Blog Talk Radio, and she's on every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Reverend Kersey is qualified. She says, I'm qualified, I'm called by God, equipped by God, sent by God. My aim is to the present word of God as Jesus has presented to me. All glory to God who always called her to triumph in Jesus Christ. She says, I will pray with you, counsel you, and teach you his word. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And I know this woman, God, has a word for us tonight for this new year. Hallelujah. So I turn it over to Pastor Reverend Sylvia Kersey. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen, 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 amen. Truly, I magnify the Lord tonight. I glorify him in his excellence. I thank him for being the God that he is. He is the God of all flesh. I thank him tonight, praise the Lord, because he has never failed us. He's never failed me. He's never failed you. Glory to God. And many times he didn't come across like you wanted him to, but he came across the way he needed to. And truly, I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God for the word that has been resonating in my spirit. I thank God for another opportunity to see the closing of another year, and I pray that he will allow me to see, praise God, the new year when it comes into being in about an hour or so. I praise God. I don't take anything for granted. Glory to God. But I glorify him in all things. And I just thank him right now for the scripture reading and for the prayer. I thank and praise God for each and every one that's listening, praise the Lord, and that you just thought it an honor before God to be awake at this time. And I just praise God for that. I have a couple of things I want to share with you tonight, praise the Lord. And Father, I ask you in Jesus' name to bless the word. God, we ask you right now to have your way, God. Speak the word that we need tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that your word is truth, hallelujah, and the truth is your word, glory to God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, oh God, that you've come into our midst, God, hallelujah, even from the beginning, God, oh God, to deliver us and to call us your people, hallelujah. God, we are your people, the sheep of your pasture. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we praise you for it, and we glorify you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. There is an air of excitement that's in the land. Glory to God. And if you have tuned in to the Spirit of God, glory to God, and not focused on what is taking place in the earth, praise God, then you can feel that excitement, glory to God, that excitement to see what God is doing and to know what he's doing, praise the Lord. That excitement excitement, praise God, that causes us to want to become more like him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I praise and thank God for 2020. Praise the Lord. And in many instances, people are praying, oh, let 2020 hurry up and get away from here. Because there's been some trials and there's been some struggles and there's been some heartache, glory to God, and there's been some heartbreak, praise the Lord, amen. All of those things, glory to God. But 2020, and I just want to share this a little bit because it has truly blessed my soul that 2020 has been, amen, a year of vision, a year of clear visions, praise God. Many times we pray and ask God to, God, show us, God, what we need to do. God, show us, God, where we're not pleasing to you. We pray these prayers to God, and it's not all about us praying, asking God for blessings. We want to be clean before the Lord, and we want to stand before God, hallelujah, as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And in this year, praise God, it's been a year of vision. God has shown us some things in this last year, praise the Lord. Amen. We got to a point where we begin to find out whether or not we truly love God. Glory to God. Are we willing to go all the way with him? Are we willing to go through anything and stand with him? Praise the Lord. Amen. In this year, praise God, we found out whether or not we were connected to vision, connected to traditions. Are we connected to the church as a building, praise God, or whether we were connected to just fellowship, amen, because in this year, all of that was taken away from us, praise the Lord, amen. It was taken away from us as we know it, praise the Lord, and as we were operating in it, praise God. Amen, and things were just cut down drastically for us, praise the Lord, amen. And instead of, you know, feeling bad that these things happened, amen, this was a time that God gave us an opportunity to show us, praise the Lord, us. He showed our hearts during this season, praise God, and he showed us where we really stood and how we really felt, praise God. And the covering, glory to God, has been taken off of everything. And there's no audience to appease, glory to God, and no pulpits, praise the Lord, that we have to compete with or anything, glory to God. Now the audience is the audience of one, you and God, glory to God, amen. Now we have to make effort to fellowship one with another. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we had the opportunity to do so and didn't. But then when that opportunity was taken away, now we have to make effort, praise God, to communicate. We have to make effort to fellowship, praise God. Amen. It's been a year of appreciation. Glory to God. Amen. We have learned to appreciate every breath that we've taken. We've been able to appreciate our families and appreciate our friends, glory to God. Some things we took for granted and never had time for our families and, you know, took our friends very lightly as a grain of salt, not thinking much about our friends, just assuming that they would always be there, praise God. And then we found, praise God, amen, during the course of events that have taken place, we found emptiness and we found loneliness, glory to God, hallelujah. We found solitude, praise God. We were cut off from our families as we know it, praise God, and weren't able to do the things or have the celebrations that we were accustomed to, praise God, amen. And these things were good for us, praise God, amen, because it caused us to put our eyes solely back on the Lord, praise God, that the Lord is our refuge, a very present help in a time of trouble, praise God, amen.
our resources in many instances fell apart. Praise God. Amen. Jobs were lost. Praise God. And for the first time, amen, in a long time, praise God, people were looking for relief from the government, praise God. Amen. Looking for stimulus checks and things to be taken care of, praise God. And God has shown us, praise God, that He truly is our source, glory to God. Amen. That when the house payment might have been due and we didn't have all the money, glory to God, instead of maybe going to the loan companies or trying to borrow from a friend or get this, praise the Lord, we had to look unto the Lord, praise God, amen, for God to make a way for us. So we came to a level of appreciation. Even some of the family members, amen, that may have gotten on our nerves every now and then, praise the Lord, amen, there came a time when we really wanted to be around them, praise God, amen, we wanted them around us, praise the Lord, amen. And there were times, praise God, when we used to say, well, you know, I enjoy being by myself. But then here comes the time that you got to be by yourself. You are alone. What now? Amen. You miss those times, praise God. Amen. So it has been a year of revealing to us, praise God, amen, who we are, our weaknesses, our shortcomings, and our desires, praise God. And it stimulated a desire in us, praise God, in the areas that we saw and the areas that we see to do something about it, praise the Lord. Everything that God allows is for our good. I'm convinced of that. There have been times this year of tears and crying out to God like we've never cried out to him before, because we always had, you know, a degree of comfort, praise the Lord. And our world, amen, as we know it, wasn't shaken up, amen, like it has been, praise God. Amen. But we ask God, glory to God, God, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. God, do in me what needs to be done. And do you know God hears those things? Glory to God. And the things that happen and the things that we have experienced has been for our good, because we see where we are in the scope of things. And we see, praise God, amen, what we need, praise God, in terms of becoming more and more like Christ and learning more about him. So it's been a blessed year, even though, amen, there were some hardships and we lost some loved ones, praise God, and there was some sadness, praise God. But in the midst of that, God has never left us, and I praise God for that. Amen. In the midst of this, praise the Lord, we have a new perspective, praise God. In the midst of this, glory to God, amen, we're seeking God, amen, for we desire a revelation of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. We may have thought we had enough, glory to God, amen. But there's never enough of Jesus, glory to God, amen. So we begin to seek God. It calls us to cry out to the Lord, amen. It calls us, amen, to pray more than just for ourselves. It calls us to pray for our children, glory to God, those that are lost. It calls us to pray for our neighbors, praise God, amen, that God's mercy will extend to our neighbors and that he would be merciful unto those that don't know Christ already, that he would open the doors, amen, of people's hearts, that he would cause the Holy Spirit to deal with them. There's been a lot of things that's gone on, praise God, amen. And rather than focus on the negative things, praise God, because we know that the enemy means things for evil, but God means them for good. And one thing that God has always told us, he will perfect the things that concern us. And in perfecting the things that concern us, sometimes, praise God, we have to have some negative things going on in our lives to perfect those things. Glory to God. Amen. To really come to a place that, Lord, I really truly want to love you. I don't want lip service, God, but I want you to search my heart. I want you to examine my very thoughts, God. I want you to see if there's a wicked way in me, Father God, and cleanse me in the way everlasting, glory to God, that I can truly be a light in a world of darkness, praise the Lord, that I can truly be used by you in whatever capacity, Father God, that you would use me, praise the Lord, amen. It doesn't have to be in one specific area, but God, wherever you can use me, God, make me fit, first of all, to be used by you, glory to God, and use me, hallelujah, in a manner that you want to use me, praise God. And there were things, praise God, amen, that was hidden to our flesh, amen, but God is revealing in our spirits, praise God, because you know what? There are no obstructions, praise God, amen. Amen. We wasn't sidelined, praise God. So we were able, and we are able, to give ourselves wholly and completely unto the Lord. And I praise him for that. And I just wanted to comment on that, praise the Lord. Amen. That we need to thank God for what he has done. Amen. In 2020, praise God. And the revelations that we have received about ourselves, about our relationships, about others, about praying for others, about interceding for others, amen, about being able, praise God, to share a word of God wherever we can, to say a prayer, glory to God, amen. It's been times like this, praise the Lord, and it's not done yet, and I praise God for it, amen. God has done a great work in the body of Christ, praise the Lord, amen, and I'm not coming together, praise the Lord, amen. He's created a desire, glory to God, of real fellowship, of not of confusion, amen, or any kind of dissension or competition of all that, praise God, but a desire to come together and just love each other and just love up on one another. Glory to God. So glad, hallelujah, to be here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I praise him for that. And on this week, God has been dealing with me. I want to share that because that's just been really, I mean, such a blessing to me. To see that, glory to God, amen, and to be able to say, God, I've asked you to show me my innermost thoughts, glory to God, show me those hidden places, glory to God, those secret faults, God, hallelujah, because I desire to be complete and I desire to be whole, I desire to be acceptable, praise God, to you, O Lord. For 2021, praise God, the word that the Lord has given me, and I praise God for it, and I'm excited about it. Amen. I'm so excited, and I know, praise God, we're going to be able to have a little time of testifying and just thanking God. But I just want you to say, do not give the devil any praise. All praise belongs to God. All praise belongs to him, for it is in him that we live and move and have our being, not in ourselves, praise God, not in our own sufficiency as we think we have, but our sufficiency is of God. Amen. But God brought a scripture to my mind, praise the Lord, and in my heart, and I wanted to read this scripture to you, praise God, because it was such a blessing. And to me, and I've just been reading it, and God brought it to my remembrance, praise the Lord, and I began to think about it, and I said, okay, God, what are you telling us in this? What are you really saying, praise God? And it's a parable, praise God. amen, and it's a parable that we probably heard and amen and preached, praise God, and heard on the radio and all of that. But it's a parable that's found in Luke, glory to God, amen, the 18th chapter. And as God began to open that up to me, praise the Lord, amen, it was a word, amen, of comfort, but also, amen, a word of instruction, glory to God, amen. I want to read this scripture, these scriptures to you. It's not a lot of scripture, but I want to read it to you, amen. And then I want to give you the word that God, amen, gave to me, praise the Lord. Amen. In Luke chapter 18 and the beginning at the first verse, amen, it reads, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge that feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary, glory to God. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith." Praise God. Amen. Amen. He said, glory to God. Amen. "I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." Glory to God. Amen. And the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust judge said." This is an unjust judge. Glory to God. Amen. "And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them?" Glory to God. I want to read that seventh verse again. "And shall not God avenge his own elect?" That's talking about you and me. Glory to God. Amen. "Which cry day and night unto him." Are we crying day and night unto him? Amen. Are we crying day and night unto the Lord? Amen. "Though he bear long with them, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" Glory to God. And this was the parable, amen, in Luke chapter 18, verses 1, amen, glory to God, through 8. Now, this woman, praise God, this widow, praise God, amen, in that particular city, praise God, amen, I don't know what her adversaries did to her, but they had to do a lot. She went before the judge, who was not a righteous judge. He was an unjust judge, glory to God, amen. And she went to him, and she said, "Avenge me, judge, avenge me, glory to God, amen, of mine adversary, praise the Lord." And you know what? He didn't do anything for a while. He didn't do nothing. But she kept going back. And she kept going back. Glory to God. Amen. She kept going back, praise the Lord, until that unjust judge, praise God, amen, said, "Though I fear not God." In other words, he had no fear of God, none of God, and he had no regard for man. Praise the Lord. But he said, "Yet, because this widow troubleth me, she's troubling me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." Because you know what? She's going to keep on coming, glory to God, until I avenge her. And I don't fear God and I don't fear man. Amen. That's what the unjust judge said. However, this woman, glory to God, has moved me, praise the Lord, amen, to act. This woman has moved me, glory to God, to the point that I'm going to avenge adversary, because if I don't, she's not going to stop coming to me. And eventually she's going to weary me. So you know what? She's been coming to me a while, so I am going to avenge her of her adversary. Amen. And when this parable was spoken, praise God, amen, praise God, it wasn't so much about the unjust judge, but what it was about, if an unrighteous man, an unrighteous judge, if an unrighteous keeper of the law could be moved, glory to God, amen, by a widow coming to him continually, he said, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with him? In other words, even though I haven't moved, he's still coming. He's coming in the day. He's coming in the night. He's crying out to me. He says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily, speedily. Glory to God. So what does that tell me? Praise the Lord. That tells me, praise God, amen, that we have not been coming to God day and night, glory to God, amen, that we have not been exercising this valuable priority that we can have in seeking God to the point, praise the Lord, amen, that he avenges us speedily, glory to God. And when God showed me that, praise the Lord, I didn't look at nobody else's prayer life. I didn't think about your prayer life or the next person's prayer life. I began to look at mine. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I began to look at whether, amen, I'm found here not crying, amen, out to the Lord day and night. Praise God. Has it become such a priority of such an urgency, praise the Lord, amen, that I have actually, amen, just come relentlessly before the Lord, my God, amen, amen, for him to avenge me of my adversary, the enemy, and he's our adversary, the enemy, glory to God, amen. And I realized, praise God, in this, what God was showing me, praise God, that we pray. Yes, we'll pray about a thing. Glory to God. We'll do our prayers that we do ritualistically, praise God, whether it be before you go to bed, praise God, or whether it be, amen, in the noonday you do your prayer, or whatever you have set up, glory to God, amen, to pray to God, praise the Lord, amen. But God is not talking about that kind of prayer. God is talking about the prayer, amen, that will move God the same way the widow woman, glory to God, moved the unrighteous judge, amen, or the unjust judge by continually coming to him day and night and day and night, praise God, asking him to avenge her of her adversary. And God began to deal with me on that, praise the Lord, amen. And he said, he gave me a topic for, amen, tonight, praise the Lord. And that topic is praying through to breakthrough, glory to God. Praying through, glory to God, amen, amen. Praying through to breakthrough, amen. And many times, amen, even though we might pray for a thing, praise God, amen, we stop before we actually get the release, glory to God, amen. Amen. Many times I know I have been I have been taught from time to time in different ways that, you know, once you you pray to the Lord, you know, you leave it there. You don't go back again. Glory to God. You don't go back. You just leave it there, and then you thank him for it. Just begin to thank him. And I've even said that myself, you know. But I realized, praise God, amen, that wasn't the whole picture. Glory to God. Amen. That this woman, praise God, this widow woman, she prayed through to breakthrough. She did not stop until she got a breakthrough. She did not stop until a move was made, glory to God. And God is saying to us, praise God, amen, that we are going to need to pray through for breakthrough. That we're going to have to pray through, amen, the things that we're going through and facing, glory to God, until we get a breakthrough or until we get a release in the spirit, glory to God, amen, a release in the spirit. My question is, amen, are you ready, glory to God, are you ready, are you really ready for a breakthrough, glory to God? Are you desperately seeking a breakthrough? Glory to God. Amen. Are you hungering and thirsting, praise God, to see a breakthrough in your prayers? Glory to God. Amen. So are you willing to pray through to breakthrough? Remember, there was a TV personality that always said, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. Amen. Get ready. But it was to get ready to receive, praise God, amen. But what happened before the get ready? What happened before the get ready? Well, that's just a sitting back and say, okay, God, here I am. I'm ready to receive my blessings. I'm ready to get whatever you have for me, God, I'm ready. But there is a stand that God wants us to take, glory to God, amen. And I believe in my heart that this is what God wants us to do in this upcoming year, glory to God. He wants us to pray through to break through. He wants us to pray through until the relief comes. Are you ready to do that, glory to God? Amen. To be able to penetrate, amen, the lines of the enemy, praise God, we have to use the weapon of prayer. We have to go from the surface prayer, glory to God, amen. Amen. The surface prayer, praise God, amen, is almost akin to the prayer, amen, that we prayed as children, glory to God, amen. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. That's surface, glory to God, amen. That's a surface prayer. Amen. Our surface prayer is just, you know, when we pray, glory to God, and amen, remember this and remember that, and remember the sick, remember the afflicted, remember this and remember that. But we're not touching the enemy lines, glory to God, amen. And God wants us, amen, to go beyond the surface, amen, into the spiritual realm, praise God, amen. To penetrate means, glory to God, amen, to enter by overcoming any resistance, amen. It's going down to the stronghold, amen, of the enemy. It's going down to the stronghold of sin, sickness, and death, amen, not just in our lives, but on behalf, amen, of people, on behalf of people we know, on behalf of the man that doesn't know God, glory to God, amen. God wants us to use, amen, the weapon of prayer, praise God, amen. Listen, Jesus, glory to God, Jesus used this mighty weapon of prayer, amen. Now, when Jesus walked on the earth, he wasn't walking as God, amen, praise the Lord. Because if he just walked as God, we would never see that we could even be able to attain prayer in that manner. But he died, praise God, on the cross as a man, amen, praise God. Amen. So therefore, he gave us the example, amen, of how to get the breakthrough. Isn't it amazing? Praise God. And I saw this in the scripture. Isn't it amazing? Jesus did not lay hands on people and say, come, let me pray for you. Come, let me do this. Come, let me do that. Amen. He did not do that, praise God. Amen. Because he had already, amen, he had already gone down into the strongholds of the enemy. He had already conquered sin. He had already conquered sickness and death, amen, by prayer. So that when it came time and he began people came to him sick, he just spoke the word. He just spoke the word, glory to God. Amen. Amen. He told him, rise up, take your bed and walk. He didn't have to lay and just agonize over him. Please, Lord, please. Oh, God, heal him. And we somehow know we got called up into doing that, amen, more, amen, than just speaking the word, amen, and letting the word do its work and being prepared, glory to God, prior to even coming into praying and whatnot, being prepared and already having won the battle, glory to God, in the spirit. Praise God. Jesus opened eyes of the blind. He restored people's hearing. Amen. He restored crippled limbs. He cleansed lepers. He loosed tongues. Glory to God. And he raised the dead. He didn't have to lay hands, amen, or pray for them to be healed because it was already done in the spirit. Amen. And God, amen, has been trying to deal with his people, his believers, his Christians about entering into a spiritual realm, amen, by prayer, where the battle is already won, amen, and that all we need to do is go and walk in the victory, praise God. He took authority in the place of prayer, praise God, amen, 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 and whenever, praise God, amen. He prayed. A breakthrough took place. A breakthrough. We need to pray through to break through. Praise God. Amen. The key to the release of power and authority in our lives is prayer. It's prayer. Glory to God. Amen. When Jesus prayed, he penetrated the enemy lines. Glory to God. Amen. He fought the battle. He won it, praise God. Amen. Look at when Jesus prayed. He prayed before his ministry began. He prayed before feeding the 5,000. He prayed, praise God, for the great healing in Gennesaret, praise God, where they brought the sick to him and they were healed. He prayed before he chose the 12 apostles. Now, he didn't just say a quick prayer. He went into prayer. He went down into the spiritual realms, praise God. Amen. When he began his ministry in Galilee, where he began to cast out demons, glory to God. Amen. The victory was already won in his prayer life, praise God. When he was going to the cross, praise God. On the road, amen, to Jerusalem, praise God, he prayed. Amen. When he was arrested, when he was beaten, mocked, and crucified, praise God. He had already prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, amen, and he got his release there, praise God, amen. Before we take, amen, any steps that's going to affect the lives of our families and our friends, glory to God, we have to enter into spiritual warfare through prayer. We have to penetrate the enemy lines and win the battle. The word of God tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, praise God. Amen. But we have principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness, amen, in high places, glory to God. That's what we're wrestling against, glory to God. We're going to have to go beyond the ordinary into the extraordinary. Amen. There are organized demonic forces everywhere, in our cities, praise God, on our jobs, praise God. There's spirits of violence, confusion. There's spirits of greed and hatred and murder. rebellion, praise God, fear, lust, perversion, praise God. These spirits are hovering over our communities, praise God, hovering over our nation, praise God. And their objective is to tear down and destroy everything that is holy, everything that is pure, everything that is upright, praise God, everything that's moral, praise God. Amen. Everything with a sense of decency. They want to destroy it and tear it down. They want to weaken godly influence, glory to God. Amen. They want to silence the Christian voices, praise God. Amen. They want to discredit our Christian leaders, praise the Lord. They want to divide the body of Christ, praise God. And what do? They bring division and strife among us, praise God. Know who your enemy is. It is not your brother. It is not your sister, glory to God. It is not the preacher, praise God. That's not your enemy, praise God. Glory to God, amen. They want us to get sidetracked from our true purpose of winning souls into the kingdom of God. Amen. Glory to God, amen. If you take a look at some of the strongholds the enemy has built in your own life, I've taken a look at some of those strongholds, praise God, and looked at some of the strongholds that, amen, the enemy has tried to set up in my life, in my home, praise God, amen. A lot of believers are facing, praise God, all kind of odds in the families and in our bodies, amen. Many of us are being attacked physically, mentally, emotionally, praise God. And sometimes it seems, amen, that our strength is gone, praise God. And when we feel like that, praise the Lord, that's when discouragement and doubt tries to set in and make us become discouraged and discontent with Father God, glory to God. A lot of times we confess that we've done all that we know to do. How many times, amen, have you said, Lord, I've done all that I know to do? How many times have you pleaded, glory to God? How many times have you begged God, glory to God, and cried out and prayed, praise the Lord, amen? We've done it. We've had to wrestle with depression and all sorts of things, praise God, amen. And that's been the enemy's way of trying to get us to turn away from God, to turn away from his word, to turn away from prayer. Amen. There have been times, praise God, amen, that we haven't even been able to pray. Say, Lord, I want to pray, but just seem like I can't pray. Seems like my prayer, glory to God, just going up hitting the roof of the room I'm in, God. God, what's wrong? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Just seem like I can't get a breakthrough, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. It just seems like all around me, praise God. Amen. It's sinking sin, God. It's sinking, Father. Help me, Jesus. Glory to God. And this is what God is saying, praise the Lord. Amen. He wants us to pray through, to break through, to pray through until we have a release. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And to overcome and to be an overcomer, glory to God. Yes, we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, praise God, and by the words of our testimony. We are overcomers, praise God. But that's not all it is to it, praise God. We overcome. In order to overcome, we have to penetrate deep in the spirit and break through the barriers that have been set up by the enemy, glory to God, amen. I remember, praise God, something I did, amen. I'm not getting ready to talk about sin, so don't think I'm talking about sin. I remember, praise God, amen, just a short while ago, amen, maybe a month and a half ago, I began doing a study on communion, amen, and in studying communion and taking communion at the same time. For one entire month, glory to God, amen, I studied on communion, amen. And after I would study, praise God, amen, I would take communion, praise God, amen. And then I would begin to pray and I begin to remind God of his word, that he was wounded for my transgression, and that he was bruised for my iniquity, and that the chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes, praise God, amen, I was healed, glory to God. I began to thank him for his body that was broken for me, praise God, amen. Not just the blood, but the body of Christ, which was broken for me, the beatings that he took, praise God, and how, amen, his flesh was marred to the point, amen, amen, the word says, praise God, amen, you couldn't barely know who it was, he was beaten so. And I reminded him and thanked him for taking those stripes for me. And I thanked him, praise God, amen, that he took on all of those bruises and beatings, amen, for me, praise God, that I would be healed, glory to God, in my body, praise the Lord, amen, that I would be complete in my body. And as Jesus is, amen, in this world, so am I. I did that for a month. Every day for a month, praise God. Amen. And I read the scripture. Amen. I take communion. I pray. I praise God. Amen for it. Amen. Praise God for what I was learning and how it was affecting me and how, amen, I was taking the body and the blood of Jesus every day, praise God, because I had asked God, hallelujah, amen, for a revelation, praise God. Amen, of the Last Supper, the communion, amen. I wanted the deeper meaning, praise God, amen. I didn't just want to take and say, take, eat, this is my body which was broken for you. Take, drink, this is my blood that was shed for you. I wanted to go in depth to it, and I did that, praise the Lord. Amen, praise God, and I thank God, and I didn't do it, amen, just for the purpose of being healed, praise God, amen. But I did it because I wanted a revelation, amen, of the healing of Jesus, amen, how he healed my body, how his body was broken. I did it for a month. And I want you to know, after that month's time, it seemed like every part of my body started to break down. Amen. After that time, praise God. Amen. Amen. What began to happen, praise God. My knees started hurting, twisted it twice in the bed. My hips started hurting, praise God. Felt like it was out of joint. I wake up, my shoulders hurting, praise God. My fingers was hurting, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. My foot was hurting, which hadn't hurt it before. Amen. All these things started happening. Amen. And then the enemy tried to interject in my spirit. You see, all that you did wasn't no good. I don't know why you even did that. You see, it didn't mean nothing. But that was warfare. That was the enemy coming at me, praise God. Amen. Trying to make the word of God of none effect. Amen. Trying to make it into a lie. Glory to God. Amen. And when he first came at me like that, I said, the devil is a liar. Amen. I don't care what part of my body might be hurting. I know that I'm healed by the blood of Jesus. I know what Jesus has done for me. But you know what the Lord revealed to me in all that? Amen. He said, you didn't keep going till you got your breakthrough. You didn't keep going until you got the release. Amen. You stopped short of where you should have been. You should have kept going, glory to God. Amen. You put a time on it, praise the Lord. Amen. And God doesn't put a time on it. He just wants us to continue in faith, glory to God. Amen. He wants us to continue in our prayer, praise God, until we have the breakthrough, glory to God. We have to have the breakthrough. So he said, pray through to breakthrough. Are you ready? Glory to God. Are you ready to enter? Praise the Lord. Amen. Into that spiritual realm. Glory to God. Amen. That takes you deeper into the spirit. that takes you into the place where you hear from God, glory to God, where God gives you instruction, where God gives you direction, praise the Lord. Are you ready, praise God, amen, to enter into that realm of the Spirit, praise God, amen, where you get victory, praise God. I want you to know, amen, a lot of us say we're ready, but I'm going to tell you, the enemy uses fear, amen, to keep us from doing what we know to do according to the word. He uses fear, and yes, we do quote that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. Yes, we quote that, but has that resonated from deep down in your spirit? Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That transition, amen, from that fear that keeps you from doing what you know you should do, it's fear, glory to God. Amen. All of that, praise God, that keeps you, amen, and keeps you, your priorities all off key, and everything else seems more important, amen, than getting into God. I mean, really get into Him, not just reading the scripture, not just praying a prayer, but going deep down into the Spirit of God, hallelujah, where you are transformed, glory to God, amen, where a transition takes place, praise the Lord, amen, and once that transition takes place, fear will have to leave, praise God, but fear is replaced by confidence, and when you get up your confidence, praise God, amen, that no matter what, He that's begun a good work in you is able to perform it, praise God, you'll have a new strength, praise God, that will emerge knowing that the battle has been won, praise God, amen, and that you have complete, absolute comfort that God is, and that He is in control. Glory to God. We say now, praise God, yes, God is in control. Yes, I know He will do it, but I want you to notice one thing. Do you hear the passion in your voice? Do you hear the passion emanating from your spirit as you begin to say these things? As you begin to say, amen, that you have absolute confidence in God. Do you hear that passion in your spirit, praise God? Because if you don't hear the passion, praise God, amen, then it's not like it should be. It's there. But God wants it in there to a point, praise God, amen, that it drives out the enemy, praise God, amen, to the point, praise God, amen, that we have a breakthrough, praise God. And let me tell you, that breakthrough that takes place, amen, doesn't mean that you're going to see it right away, but you rise up with a confidence in God. You rise up with an assurance in God. Glory to God. You rise up knowing, praise God, that God is God and He's God all by Himself. You'll rise up, praise God, knowing, praise the Lord, that He is right there with you, that He'll never leave you and He'll never forsake you. You'll rise up with confidence. You'll rise up with assurance, praise God. You'll rise up with no fear in your heart, no fear in your mind. No matter what comes your way, praise God, you'll be able to stand there with confidence in God, knowing that the victory is already won, amen, and that you've gone into battle, down into the enemy lines, glory to God, and you won your victory, praise God, and you have a breakthrough, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, amen. I remember, amen, I do a lot of writing sometimes, and I wrote, praise God, this piece on where are the Christian voices, praise God. You can hear every voice in the world, but you don't hear the Christian voice. Amen. You can hear, praise God, amen, the homosexuals, everything else, saying what they believe and how they wrong and how they this and that and all kind of people, perverts and everything. Amen. But where are the Christian voices? Glory to God. Amen. 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 Have we all we just shut up in our houses, praise God, waiting till God opens the door of the church so we can go back, amen, and we can appear, praise God, to be victorious, and that we can appear to have it all together, glory to God, huh? Amen. Are we just going to wait, praise God, huh, till we go back into the house of God where we can shout, praise God? Let me tell you, the shout, praise God, is in your heart, and the shout is in your spirit as you stand true to what God says. As you declare his word, praise God. As you pray without ceasing, praise God. As you go down deep into the spirit, praise God, and receive the revelation from God, glory to God. God will tell us, praise God, what he's doing and what he's going to do, praise the Lord. But he's not just going to lay his word, praise God. Oh, hearts that have not really sought him, amen, with fervor, praise God. He's going to lay it on the ones, praise God, amen, that have sought him, praise God, amen, and continue to seek him without fail, who don't mind laying out for God, stretching out for Jesus. Amen. That's what God says he wants. Amen. We can make every promise. Amen. Amen. We can make, amen, every resolution there is. But God said he wants us to pray through, to break through. My question is, are you ready? Glory to God. Are you ready to put away the excuses? Are you ready to really put him first? Glory to God. Amen. Really put him first in a way that maybe we haven't put him first. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Are we ready to do that? Praise God. Amen. For when we are ready to do that, that's when we're really going to see, amen, the breakthrough. Amen. That's when we're going to get the release. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Of that breakthrough. God wants us to have that, church. Truly, amen. God is wanting his vessels. Praise God. Amen, to come out of ease, praise God, and go into spiritual warfare, glory to God. And that warfare, praise God, amen, is not coming against our brother or our sister, not coming against the man of God or the woman of God, praise the Lord, amen, but coming against the true enemy of our souls, praise God, by going down into the spirit of God, glory to God, amen. And listen, when Jesus, amen, before his crucifixion and everything, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, praise the Lord, and he was praying, praise God, and the word says, praise God, the sweat was like huge drops of blood, glory to God, and he stayed there praying, praise God, amen, even when the disciples was there, and he told them to watch, praise God, he still prayed, and he prayed, and he prayed, you know what, he prayed, amen, until he had a breakthrough, he prayed, praise God, amen, until he had a confidence in his spirit, glory to God. He prayed, praise God, until he was ready and able and willing to submit himself unto God wholly and totally. He prayed, praise God, until the breakthrough came, praise the Lord, that even as he was crucified, he already had the victory. He had already received the breakthrough, praise God, that the enemy had nothing on him, praise God, huh? Because he had conquered him in prayer, glory to God. Therefore, he was able to do what God, amen, had signed his hands to do. He was able to fulfill his purpose, praise God, because he already won it in prayer. God said this needs to be a year of breakthrough. Don't worry about the blessing. Amen. Get the breakthrough. Amen. Don't worry about, praise God, the plague. Get the breakthrough. Don't worry about when the church door is going to open. Get the breakthrough. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. If we don't go in church for another 2 years, God has not left us. Glory to God. Amen. For we have a building not made with hands, eternal in glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So therefore, our dependence is on God being with us. Glory to God. Whether we see the inside door of the sanctuary or not, glory to God. Our trust and our dependence and our hope and our faith, amen, is in God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So this new year coming on, purpose in your heart to pray through, to break through. Are you ready for that? Glory to God. Amen. God has been getting us ready in a lot of areas. Glory to God. He's getting us ready for this. But this is something we have to do. We can't sit back and say, God, you do it for me. Amen. Because there's something required of us. Glory to God. We can pray through to break through. And you can get the release of whatever you're praying about. Don't get up. Don't give up. Don't quit until God gives you the release. Because when you get the release, it's done. It's accomplished. It may be in the spirit, praise God, but it will filter on down through the natural. Glory to God. Just don't give up. We just praise God tonight for his word. Amen. That is what God, amen, has given me. Amen for tonight. And I pray that your heart, amen, has been blessed and that you will obey this word, that you will obey what God is saying for us to do. Praise the Lord. Amen. I pray, God, that each and every one of you, amen, will pray through the enemy line, praise God, and utilize your weapon of prayer going beyond the surface and into the spiritual realm. Father, we thank you for this word in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for what you're doing, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish in the thing whereinto it is sent. It is sent to us in Jesus' name. We thank you right now. Amen, amen, and amen. We turn the service back into the hands, praise God, of our hosts.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to open up the lines for everyone. This night you can do a praise, a thank you to God, or a testimony, a remark to our speaker tonight. I'm going to open up all the lines, and you'll be able to do that. If you don't want to say
Amen.
Anything and I open up your line, please Please mute your phone so that it won't be noisy and we can hear everyone that's speaking.
Amen.
So the lines are open now, and everyone can, if anyone has anything they'd like to say. The lines are open.
Well, Reverend Kersey, that was a powerful message for the ending of this year that we needed to hear. And I love what you said about not focusing on what has happened during this time, that we need to, and that's something I have been saying all this year since we've been, as we call it, shut down, that we can't focus on the negative, but we have to look for the positive, which is the good things that the Lord. It's so easy for us to dwell on all the negative. And it is true, a lot of things
happen.
My heart is sensitive to those who have gone through and still going through, very sensitive. But God still can take anything away from God being who he is. He's still a great God. And we have to put that out, like you say, in the atmosphere so Satan can think that he's winning because of all the things that are happening. I really, truly love when I hear messages like that, especially at a time like this, because a lot of things are happening. So I was really thoroughly blessed to hear a powerful message like that for the end of this year, 2020, going into 2021. I thank God for you. And as Dr.
Amen.
Jones said, truly you are a powerful speaker. God bless you.
Praise God. Amen. Amen.
The line's still open. Is there anyone else?
Can you hear me?
I just
want
to thank you for the word.
God, you need,
Amen. Amen. God be the glory. We give honor and glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Minister Dorsey, a bond servant of Christ Jesus. I just thank God for this time. I thank God for all He's done this year, this past year, as far as just the ministry. We've been able to spend more time with Him, more time in the ministry, more time evangelizing and preaching the gospel, and giving Him honor and glory. And we just thank God for that. We thank God for the message and the messenger, because the message is a right now message, and we just thank God for how He used Pastor Chrissy, and we just thank God for that, because when it comes to prayer, prayer is very important. And I've said before, and talking with Dr. Dorsey, is we'll find the church becoming impotent because of lack of prayer. And prayer is very, very, very important in our, in the life of the believer. And I thank God. I thank God for Pastor Kirsty reminding us to pray, because I heard in the Word when she was preaching, as she spoke about the breakthrough, Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed, and he come back, and he continued to pray, and he prayed until a breakthrough. And we thank God for that. We thank God for all that's gone on this past year, and I thank Him for taking care of me and watching and being my shield and my strength. Yeah. I just thank God for all that He's done. I thank God for being my refuge, my dwelling place, and time we come in prayer and spend time with Him. And I just give Him all the glory and praise, and I just thank God for all that He's doing in our lives, and I just thank Him and praise and worship Him. And another thing is for us not only the prayer, spending time in prayer, but also growing closer to Him and spending more time with Him. And I just thank for that. And God bless you, Pastor Christian.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God, Jesus.
Anyone
Amen.
Else? Praise the Lord. I want to give glory and honor to God for a powerful message from Minister Curtsy. Praise God. Excellent word on men ought to always pray. I love that. Praise the Lord. And it makes me examine my own prayer life. I said, I got to do that. I already said, I said, I got to do better at praying for the people that's on our prayer list. Praise God. And listening to the Lord speak about the unjust judge, praise God, and how if the unjust judge is going to answer the widow woman prayer, praise God, and we know God is greater than an unjust judge, and I like this part, He's going to deal with that enemy, praise God, on our behalf, because we wrestle not against the flesh and blood. So I thank and praise God for that, praise the Lord. And I even went to 2 Thessalonians to tie that in with that message, the first chapter in verse 6, where God going to deal with the one that troubled me. Hello, somebody. So when I begin to just think about this word, it's an excellent word, a great word for the upcoming year, praise God, and close out of this old year. But I agree with you. Give God all the glory, because I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. I appreciate this word. I thank and praise God for being an awesome God in 2020. Hello, somebody. I remember when the year came in, I said, God, I thank you for a great year, a year of favor, a year of grace and mercy. God, I thank you for all that you're going to do. And I'm going to tell you, He has not disappointed me.
Amen.
Yes, all there's been challenges this year, but I'm going to give the glory to God because He's worthy. I've watched and seen how He brought my brother through two hospital things. He had to go in the hospital twice. Praise God, how He worked that situation out. Sugar was up over 1,000. I said, my God, praise God. Spared his life a second time, and he'd had a mild stroke. Praise God. I said, well, sugar up over that high, But God is to be magnified. Remember, I was to go to Mississippi in July. I had my mask with me. Praise God. I had the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Didn't know I was going to have to deal with handling some taxes on Mama's house. But God had already worked it out. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Had already had the money that was going to be needed to deal with that. We got there and was very successful, praise God, and got back. Didn't have no sickness or nothing like that. I thank him.
Amen.
There's so many things that I could give glory to God for. But I thank him, praise God, for being, hallelujah, very present help. And he's my friend.
Amen.
It's my Father which is in heaven, and I thank God for who he is, and I thank God that he's gone with me in 2021. And if you want the best that life has to offer, you better stay with the Lord. You better not jump
in.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise God. And look here, I tell people, you better not leave home without God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You better know, Minister Kersey, didn't mean to say all that. I have a lot more, but I ain't going to say it because I know somebody else may have something to say. But I wanted to say, you gave me a lot to pray about. Hello, somebody. When you start talking about these devils and these over these cities and things like that, I said, well, I put this list down. Pray. I need to start praying against, and I've been praying against, demon of division, demon of deception, demon of distraction, demons of depression. Pray against strongholds, sin.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever it is that's interfering with God's plan, purpose, will for your life. These are things that we need to be praying about. And as the unjudged judge that taught me, praise God, the word of God is teaching me, continually come to God. Hallelujah. Thank and praise God for the great and mighty message. And thank and praise God for being with us in 2020. Glory be to God. And he's sure to go with us in 2021 because he made a promise. And he ain't no one that take back his word. He never changes. He will go with us until the very end. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Give God all
Amen.
Glory. I give him the glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Minister Kersey. That was awesome.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? Is there anybody else with any other comments? Amen. We have about 15 more minutes, I believe. Yeah. Glory be before the new year. Pastor Kersey, I thank you also for the word of God, praying through through your breakthrough coming from Luke 18, 1 through 8. I tell you, we all need to be praying so that we can get a breakthrough to the Lord, because that's the only way that things are going to change. We have to make sure that we get sincere in our praise and calling on the name of the Lord.
That's
and
letting
God hear us, not only from our mouth, but in our soul and our spirit. And I believe that's what he was saying to us in the word of God, to let the Lord hear us from those places and not just our mouth. Cry out to him, to really cry out to the Lord.
Amen.
And I truly thank God for that. I truly thank God that you accept the invitation to come again tonight to bring the word for us. I know that God was well pleased, because I know that everybody on the line was pleased with what the Lord had gave you for us tonight.
Amen.
And we truly thank God for it. Is there anybody that has a testimony or anything before I ask the Reverend Kersey to come back and give her remarks and pray us out? It's 11:49. We have to 12:30, but the new year comes out in a little bit, so we're gonna welcome that new year. Praise God, praise God.
Amen.
We're gonna praise God. So if nobody else has anything else to say, I want to allow a speaker to come back, Pastor Kersey to come back,
I just want to say it's been in my spirit to say, I keep hearing, I think Pastor Kersey had already mentioned all about, how things went on in 2020. And you hear the news people like they're ready for 2020 to be over, but we'll be going into 2021. But we must keep in mind that Bible tells us that it's just live by faith.
Amen.
We put our trust in God. We live by faith and not by sight, because 2021
Amen.
Is going to come in about 15 minutes or less. But yet and still, we are all the things that we are going through right now are not going to come to an end because it's 2021.
Amen.
Because if we look around us and throughout the world today, there are a lot of things going on. And we're going to continue in the battle just by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
And that's in my spirit today. I stopped and look at this thing. And I just thank God for each day because we put our faith in Him. We trust Him. The Bible said to have faith in God. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
And that's all I have to say tonight, Pastor Kirsten.
Amen.
We thank you.
Amen. Pastor Kirsten, turn over to you.
All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm just so grateful to the Lord. I'm telling you that God has been, He's just opening Himself up to us in a way that we may not have experienced before.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank Him for that because it's been doing this past year. It's been a time that there's no limit to us seeking God. We can continually seek Him. And I find myself, you know, even at night talking to Him, you know, and just really being able to converse with the Lord and allow Him to do what needs to be done in me. And, you know, I just praise God for it. Amen. And I just thank God. You know, I heard a message one day, I praise God for the message, but it was continually talking about, you know, what everybody else is doing, you know. And this is not the time to do that. This is the time to look at you. To look at what God is saying about you, because God will take care of everybody else
the way
He's going to do it. But this is our opportunity now that we can come before the Lord and God can really show us, and He can perfect us.
Yes.
I mean, and He can show us at the areas where we're weak in and the areas that, you know, that we have strength. And I like that about the Lord, praise God, and it's completely open. And I praise God for that openness, praise the Lord, and that willingness to just ask God. You know, He said, ask of me, glory to God, amen. Command ye me, you know, so I'm realizing a place in God that, you know, that I want to be. And it's just the beginning because we just take a little here, a little there, you know, because we couldn't hold all of it, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So He gives it to us as we're able to take it. And I thank God for that because that's what He's been doing. And I've learned more than anything, praise God, to allow my conversation to line up with the Word of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Line up with the Word of God. When I'm speaking things, I'm aware, amen, of what I'm speaking, and I'm to be speaking the Word of God and declaring what God says.
That's
amen.
Right.
Not based on my sense, knowledge, evidence. Based on what I feel, because I'm going to tell you, sometimes some of the things you feel can really discourage you.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen.
See, it can discourage you, praise God. And I find myself, I said, nevertheless, I said, but, you know, God is, that's it. He is, praise God.
Yes.
And I praise
Hallelujah.
You, God. Amen. And go back to the scripture, or God will bring a scripture to my mind and in my heart. And I thank God for that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I do not feel that I have missed anything. Praise God. Not being in church. I missed the fellowship. But even God is perfecting that.
Amen.
You know, and I thank
Amen.
Him for it. And He's causing me, praise God, to reach out in areas I wouldn't reach out in, you know.
Amen.
And he's just showing me, you know. And he's perfecting those things. And that's what God wants to do for us. Glory to God.
Amen.
Because we want to be vessels of light. Amen.
Right.
We want to be
Amen.
Vessels
Amen.
Of light. Amen. Jesus
right.
said, you are the light of the world.
Amen.
Amen. Not just your little
Amen.
Area. But you are the light of the world, a city that's set upon a hill. It cannot be hid.
That's
he
right.
said, so let your light
shine. Let it shine. Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
And my desire is to let it shine. Praise God. Wherever I am, if I'm in the home, I want to let it shine. Praise
That's
God.
Right.
Not
right.
just when I'm out, but I want it to shine in the home. So I praise God, amen, for the opportunity that he's given us. And we all have to pray, God, that he's opened doors for us that we thought only the doors open in church. God has opened doors for us. Amen. And we've ministered more, praise God, on the outside than on the inside.
Amen.
Amen. So God's word has not stopped, and I
That's
praise
right.
him for that. Not taking anything away from anyone else, but just what God is doing in us, praise the Lord. Amen. Because
Amen.
There are no limits on God. There's no limits.
No limits.
Amen. And I praise
Amen.
God for that. So I just thank him for that, and I thank him for coming, being able to come on tonight, and for Dr. Dorsey having me. Amen. I just praise God for that, and I'm excited about the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward,
amen,
to what God is doing within me. Glory to God. I'm looking
yes.
forward to that, for even perfecting love in me. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Perfecting that thing in me.
That's
I'm right. I'm just thankful for that.
Amen.
Because
yes,
he
Thank
said
you.
If we are willing and obedient,
mm-hmm.
amen, when he says we'll eat the good of the land, he's not talking about the chicken and the rice and all of that. But there are things mm-hmm. in the spirit. Did not Jesus say, I have meat that you know not of?
Right.
Glory to God. I have meat that you don't even know about. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what we're going to feast off of. So we just
yes,
want to pray. Pray right
Hallelujah.
Now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord,
for praying through to breakthrough.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes,
God,
Lord.
For allowing
Thank
us,
you, Lord.
God. Hallelujah. God,
yes.
to penetrate
Lord.
The lines of the enemy. Praise God.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord,
Lord.
God. For teaching us even the more about using the weapon of prayer, God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us
Thank
to go
you,
beyond the surface and deep
Thank
down
you.
Into
yes.
the
Thank
spiritual
you,
realm, God.
Yes.
God,
yes.
I pray right now, any hindrance that keep us from hearing, God, any hindrance, Lord, hallelujah, that would keep us from seeing it and being
Lord.
Able to
Thank
discern,
you, Lord.
God, your
Thank
move,
you.
Lord. God, we cast it away from us in Jesus' name.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord
Jesus
God.
Name.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord.
You have
Hallelujah.
Given us the keys to the kingdom, God.
Yes.
And you have teaching
yes.
us, God, bit
yes.
by bit, how to use the keys and how to operate
yes.
in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the kingdom of your dear son, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So tonight, God, we give you glory.
Hallelujah.
And praise
yes,
to Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We
yes.
thank you, God. Hallelujah. You've allowed us to see a brand new year, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We
thank
praise
you, Lord.
God, that this is the day that you
Hallelujah.
Have made.
Yes.
Oh, God, and we will rejoice
thank
and
you, Lord.
Be
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Glorify
Hallelujah.
God. We lift up your name,
Lord,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We praise you tonight. We
thank
praise you tonight. We praise
yes.
you tonight,
thank
God.
You,
we glorify you tonight,
thank
God.
You,
Hallelujah.
Yes.
For being a good God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank
Lord.
You, God,
Hallelujah.
For coming together in the
oh,
spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Yes.
Spirit
thank
of
you,
unity,
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord.
The fellowship, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Hallelujah. Thank
together,
you,
Lord. And lift up you and lift up each and every one of us,
yes,
God.
Lord.
We thank you right now, God.
Yes,
we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Rejoice,
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We rejoice in you, God. In the name
yes,
of you,
Lord.
God.
Yes.
Thank
we
you, Lord.
Glorify
thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, Lord, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Lord,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for the testimony, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to share something with y'all. I was on my phone, and I'm gonna show you how good God is. My host number that I call in on, and my PIN, my phone went to bump, 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 and I tried to call back in, and I couldn't, and I still can't call back in on my host number, so I call in on the guest number, and the broadcast is still going on. It didn't stop because when I called once before, the thing completely went off on me, you know, when I had a minister on before. But this time, God did not allow it to go off.
Bless the Lord.
So I praise God that he kept it on. You know, I mean, I couldn't get back on my host phone number.
Right,
but
right.
I'm on the number y'all on, so we still broadcast. I thank
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He was not going to let this go. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
I was in here struggling to get back on the line. I couldn't get on my phone. My cell phone wouldn't let me get on. And I just said, I'm going to call on the guest line, and the Lord allowed me to get on, and we're still
there.
It never went off
one time.
Pastor Kirsten was preaching and still stayed on, and he allowed me to get back on. Amen. God is good, ain't he? Amen.
Amen.
Lord, thank him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We praise God for it. I thank him for the word. That word was meant to be tonight. Hallelujah.
Oh,
praise
yeah.
Lord.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
That's the Lord.
I say I'm not going to keep anybody else on the line longer, but I thank the Lord for everything that
has
passed by.
Amen.
For everybody that was on the line, especially
yes.
for the word of God, for Pastor Kirsten that she brought, and for all the comments and the remarks everybody said.
Yes.
So we give God all the honor and glory.
Yes.
And Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
Amen.
And I look forward to fellowshipping with y'all again.
In the new year.
We're gonna look at it as being a new year, no matter what's going on, a new start that God has given unto us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And no matter what's going on. Amen. So I won't keep you. Pastor Kurtz, can you dismiss us, please?
Bless the Lord.
All right. All right, Father, we just thank you right now for everything you've done.
Glory
to God. Everything that's been said, God. And God, we thank you, Lord God, because you're able to do anything, God. And we praise you, Lord God, that even when the host phone stopped, God, you still had it going. And I praise you for that. Glory to God. Because only you can do that. Now, I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, God, that you would dismiss us, praise God, from the phone call, but let us keep praying for one another, God. Earnestly praying in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And God, help us, Lord God, to just reach out more, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We know, God, that a lot of times that requires a work in us, God, but you're working everything out in us.
Amen.
And I
thank you, Lord God,
for the love that I feel in my heart and in my spirit, God, but each and every one, God. And I pray that the love will increase, God. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Help us, God, each one to enjoy this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, we just give you praise for everything that you've done, everything you've heard, God. We thank you, God, for what you've done in our spirits during this time, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Continue to serve the Lord.
Amen. Good night, and God bless everyone.
God bless everyone.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's, everyone.
Happy
New Year's.
Happy
New Year's.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank God.
Praise the Lord.
God. Yes,
Amen.
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 Praise God.